As Saudi troops spent the weekend in Manama, Bahraini opposition leaders met with the Parliamentary Human Rights Committee in London. Their dismay at their cause going unnoticed was clear. To pictures of battered and bullet-ridden bodies, speakers told of how peaceful civilians were being targeted by militia and how medical staff are unable to leave the now government-controlled hospitals. They say if they try to leave, they're threatened with beatings. Dr. Saeed Shahabi, the leader of the Bahrain Freedom Movement, says that discussion with the government over the intervention of the Saudi troops hasn't been possible.
These people, a person who is holding the gun to your head is not in a position or in a moral situation to talk to you. He wants to kill you. Killers do not believe in dialogue. Have you ever seen a killer, a murderer, who is ready to sit with his victim and debate?
Joining politicians were those who had experienced the violence in Bahrain for themselves.
They let me stand for more than 23 days, standing and continuously 7 days a week for 24 hours. And they just took me to the torture, let's say, room, and they bring me back at the same position again and again.
Once again, there was anger at the double standards of Western governments, particularly after the announcement of a no-fly zone in Libya. The Bahraini opposition are unhappy that the US is supporting their country's leaders, whilst at the same time Western nations were fighting an air war against Colonel Gaddafi. What was conveyed here was a sense of desperation. These Bahraini people want far more support, and for action to be taken against those committing torturous acts in their home country. Steve McCall, Press TV, London.